那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹那曼达不兹。I invite you to join me in quieting our minds and joining our hands in gratitude. 心を静かに合掌をしましょう。 In the Amida Sutra spoken by the Buddha, it is written, Shariputra, in that land there are always many kinds of rare and beautiful birds of various colors, such as white geese, peacocks, parrots, saris, kalavinkas, and jivamjivakas. 6 times during the day and night, birds sing with melodious and delicate sounds, which proclaim such teachings as the 5 roots of good, the 5 powers, the 7 practices leading to enlightenment, and the Noble Eightfold Path. On hearing them, all the people of that land become mindful of the Buddha, the true teacher, the Dharma, his teaching, and the Sangha, the community of those who live by that teaching. Shariputra yo, sono kune ni wa itsumo hyakko kujaku omu shari karyobin ga gumyocho nado no 色とりどりの美しい鳥がいる。そんなさまざまな鳥たちは、蝶や六時のそれぞれに優雅な声で鳴き、その鳴け声はそのまま五根、五力、七菩提分、八正道分などの尊い教えを説き述べている。そこでその国の人々はみんなその鳴き声を聞いて仏を念じ、法を念じ、僧を念じるのであると。何万打仏、何万打仏、何万打仏、何万打仏。 Once again, I'd like to welcome you all to our Sunday service here at the Oxnard Buddhist Temple. This is our kind of regular service format for the summer service. これは今日の、いつも通りの、まあ、夏の間の、オクスナード仏教会のお参りでございますが、ようこそのお参りでございます。So, my family and I just got back from our family trip to Chicago last week. We were there pretty much the whole week for the annual summer ministers meeting. 先週は、ほぼ1週間、その会教師の復帰を研修会のためにシカゴに行ってきました。And it's always nice coming back to California from a trip to the Midwest because you have good jet lag. そして中西部からカリフォルニアに帰ってくるといい意味の時差ボケを持ちます。So normally, you know, jet lag, you're kind of tired out and you're kind of miserable. But when you come back from the Midwest, for example, today I woke up at 6 o'clock, but it felt like I'd slept till 8. そして、まあ、中西部から帰ってきますと、まあ、6時に起きても8時までゆっくり寝た感じがします。So while we were on this trip to Chicago, we enjoyed an architectural tour of Chicago along the Chicago River. So they have boats that will kind of drive you, tour you around the Chicago River, admiring all of the buildings. Has anyone here been to Chicago before? Chicago, 行ったことありますか? Yeah, a few people have. It's a beautiful city. I myself am from Minnesota, so for us, Chicago was kind of the closest major city. So I grew up going to Chicago and always enjoying the tall buildings and the beautiful architecture there.まあ、シカゴは本当に美しい建築を持ってて、まあ、私ミネソータ出身ですけど、いつも子供の時にシカゴに行った時にその高い綺麗な建物を楽しんでたんですね。 And so we were able to take this architectural tour of the Chicago River, and they were telling us all about the history of the buildings and everything, but there was one thing that really stood out in my mind from the information that they shared with us. そしてあのシカゴのあのツアーがあって建築のツアーがあったけど、いろんな高い建物とか綺麗な建物、歴史についてあのまあ情報をいただいたんですけど、一つのことはあの特に印象に残ったことがありました。We learned about the Chicago Bird Collision Monitors. あのシカゴのあのまあ Bird Collision Monitors という団体があります。Can anyone guess what the Chicago Bird Collision Monitors does? Any ideas? So in Chicago, they have many tall buildings, but because, you know, it's in the Midwest and it's in the migration route from Canada to, you know, Mexico, many birds in the fall and the spring will migrate from Canada or, you know, the northern areas north of Chicago to warmer climates or vice versa, according to the seasons.でシカゴではあの、まあ、寒いカナダからあのメキシコまで行くときに秋と春にあのシカゴを通る鳥がたくさんあります。And so as those birds are migrating along, sometimes they smack into all of those beautiful tall buildings in downtown Chicago. そしてあの鳥がこの、まあ、カナダからメキシコ の, あの旅の通りにシカゴの高い建物にぶつかることがあるんですね。And so the kind citizens of Chicago came to recognize this as a real problem. And so, of course, they loved their tall buildings and they weren't going to change those. So they decided, well, let's get together and do something to help these birds.
そして、あの、まあ、シカゴの市民が高い建物は、あの、まあ、大好きななくてもならないものですけど、あの、じゃあどうにかこの鳥のためにやらないといけないんですね。
So they've got together and put together this group that helps people rescue birds. And if you go to their website, they have information all about how to rescue a bird that's crashed into a building.
そしてこのホームページにやったら、あの高い建物にぶつかったあの鳥について、いろんな情報があります。
So they advise you to put the bird in a clean, unwaxed paper bag or cardboard box of appropriate size with paper toweling flat on the bottom.
そしてワックスがない紙の袋に入れます。
And then it says, got some other instructions about how you should fold the bag, how you should tape it shut.
そしてあのバッグをこういうふうに畳んで、こういうふうにテープで留めて。
And there's some other interesting advice. It says, do not put food or water in the bag or box.
そして食べ物と水はいらないでください。
Do not poke holes in the bag or box.
そして穴を開けないでくださいと書いてあります。
Never open the bag or box to check on the bird.
そしてその鳥の様子を見るためにバッグは開けないでください。
And there's a lot of other very detailed information. So this is a wonderful resource. Of course, here in California, we have injured birds as well. So if anybody ever... comes across an injured bird, this might be a good place to look for information.
そして、まあ、怪我した鳥はカリフォルニアにもいますので、もし見つけたらこれをあの見てもいいと思います。とてもいい情報が書いてあります。
So has anyone here ever helped an animal that you saw, you know, either a bird or a cat or a dog or some kind of animal yet? A lot of people have helped some animals before. That's right. And so how did you feel when you saw that animal in need? What were the feelings that you had?Anybody want to share some feelings they had? Yeah, do you want to share there? Yeah?
I felt really bad for the bird and I wanted it to come back to life.
Okay, you felt really bad for it and you wanted it to come back for life. And I think that's a common feeling that we all have. If we see some animal in need, we kind of reach out to help for us, help it.
まあそういう鳥がまあ怪我した時にあのまあ本当にかわいそうに思って助けようという。気持ちが溢れてくる、元気になってほしいという気持ちがあるんですね。
We don't read the golden chain here very often at the Oxnard Buddhist Temple, but it talks about, you know, helping those who are weaker than oneself. And so that's one of the spirits of the Buddha's teaching.
そして、まあ、あのここでは、ゴールデンチェーンはあまり読まないんですけど、そういう、まあ、私より弱いものを助けようとする気持ちは、一つの仏様の大事なことですね。
And so I'd like us to think a little bit about what we do when we help animals or we help those who are in need.
そしてこの、あの、なんか、
助けが必要なものに助けようとするのは一体どういうことでしょうかと、今日はちょっと一緒に考えたいと思います。
And for me, I think it's good to think of those animals that we're helping. They're actually giving something to us.
そしてそういう助けようとする動物は私に大切なものをあげています。
They're giving us a wonderful gift, actually.
私たちに大切な布施、贈り物をくれていると思います。
Because they're giving us an opportunity to practice kindness.
そしてその、親切さを実践する機会、親切すことをできるのは、機会を与えていると思います。
And the Buddha teaches us that the most wonderful kindness is when you say or do something kind for someone without expecting to get anything in return.
そして、仏様が最も素晴らしい優しさ、最も素晴らしい親切は、親切にしてあげるけど、何かが返ってくると思いますね。
So let me ask you, when you rescued that bird or that animal, when you tried to help that animal, did you think it was going to be able to give you something in return?
そして、その、怪我した動物とかに、あなたに何か私のためにすると思いますね。
Did you think that maybe it would be able to carry messages for you all over the world?
そしてあなたのためにメッセージはいろんなところを運んでと思ってんですか
？No. Did you think if it was a cat that maybe it would walk around your house eating up all the food that you spill cleaning up for you?
そして猫だったら家に落とした食べ物を全部食べてきれいにするんですね。
No. You probably didn't think like that.
そういうふうに考えていなかったですね。
So it was an opportunity for you to experience that true, what we call in Buddhism, true compassion, or the very best kind of kindness.
それは仏様の最も素晴らしい親切さを経験する機会を与えたんですね。
So when you practice that kind of kindness, the Buddha teaches us.That our life, your life becomes better instantly, right in that moment. Because just to do that kind thing is to live a happier, more joyful life. And so in that moment, you've gotten the reward right then. There's nothing more than just doing that kind act. In the Buddha's perspective, that itself makes your life better.
そしてこのその親切にした瞬間は、それこそが自分の人生はまた豊かとなった。というふうに仏様が教えていますね。
So when you did something kind for that animal itself was a bodhisattva, a being of great compassion that was giving you a great gift of experiencing kindness and experiencing the awakened mind of the Buddha in your, right here in your very life.
そしてその、助けが必要な動物があなたにとって菩薩だったと思います。あなたにとって仏様の慈悲の心をその時に味わえたと思います。
The passage that I read today at the start of my talk comes from a very old teaching, a teaching attributed to the Buddha that's thousands of years old, well, over 2,000 years old.
そして今日の御三代一番最初に拝読した仏様の言葉は阿弥陀経という2000年以上前に説かれた教えだというふうに私たちがいただいています。
And in this passage, did you notice that it describes some various kinds of birds?
そしてこの言葉はいろいろな鳥がいますね。
So I'm going to read one section. It talks about various birds and it talks about what they do.
そしてこの言葉はいろいろな鳥がいまして、どういうふうにしてるんですかと。こういうふうに書いています。
It says, six times during the day and night, birds sing with melodious and delicate sounds. Melodious and delicate sound.
そして一日六回、昼夜六回は綺麗な声でその鳥が鳴いています。
And what do those, what are they singing? It says, those songs proclaim such teachings.As the five roots of good, the five powers, the seven practices leading to enlightenment, and the noble eightfold path.
そして、その言葉は、その鳥が、の鳴き声は、それこそが、 その、まあ、いろいろな素晴らしいところ、仏様の教えの素晴らしいところを説かれて、特にあの八正道も説かれています。
So it talks about the Eightfold Path. Is anybody here familiar with the Eightfold Path? Okay, it's written here in this Dharma School book, if you're interested in the Eightfold Path. It's written here right on page 2.
そしてこの聖典の2ページにあの八正道が書いてあります。
Okay.So this Eightfold Path is kind of the basic guideline of how to live one's life as a Buddhist.
この八正道というのは仏様の教えを守る人の生き方が中に表しています。
So right view, 正しい見方。Right thoughts, 正しい考え方。Right speech, 正しい言い方。Right conduct, 正しい行い。Right livelihood, 正しい命。Right efforts, 正しい精進、正しいために頑張る。Right mindfulness, 正しく念じること。And right meditation, 正しい集中することですね。
So the sound of these birds, it says, in that land, and it's talking about the land of the Buddha's enlightenment, 仏様の悟りの世界が。
The sound of the birds, this tweet, tweet, tweet of the birds,that you hear that as these wonderful teachings of the Buddha.
そして仏様の悟りの世界にあのこの鳥の鳴き声こそが仏様の教えですね。
So in the world of the Buddha's awakening, when you hear the birds twittering, you immediately realize that you're not alone in this world. You've always got company.
そしてこの仏様の悟りの世界に鳥の鳴き声を聞いたら、私が一人じゃないということですね。
If you're having a good time or if you're having a hard time, you know that you have many, many companions, countless companions.
いい時も大変な時もたくさんの仲間がいますね。
So the Eightfold Path, that's the way of living that comes naturally to a person who knowsthat he or she is living together with all beings all the time.
この八正道というのは、常にいつもいろいろな生き物と一緒に暮らしているものが、それを分かっていたら、自然に八正道の生き方が出てきます。
And that awareness that we're living together with all beings all the time,That's contained in the Nembutsu, or the words Namu Amida Butsu, which we say again and again during our services.
そしてこの常にいつもすべての生き物と一緒に生きている考え方、そういう目覚めが念仏、Namu Amida Butsu の中に入っていますね。
So Namu Amida Butsu literally means,I take refuge in the awakened one of immeasurable wisdom and compassion.
ナムアミダ仏という言葉は無量の知恵と慈悲の悟ったものに帰依します。
So to take refuge in the awakened one, that's to feel the Buddha's compassion, the Buddha's true teachings in our own lives.
で、悟ったもの、仏様の帰依するというのは仏様の真実の知恵は私の人生の中に生きていることを感じるということですね。
And that immeasurable wisdom is understanding the truth that we're always together with all beings, that we're never alone.
その無量の知恵というのは、いつもいろいろなものと生きているという真実を分かるということですね。
And the immeasurable compassion is that feeling of joy, knowing thatWhen we do kind things for others, that our life is improved itself. And that when we're able to practice kindness, it's not that we are doing something good for someone else, but rather that we are receiving the great gift of the Buddha's compassion and wisdom working in our lives.
そして人に親切にしてあげるときは、私がいいことをしたというのではなくて、仏様の大慈悲が私の人生に働いているということですね。
So we say Namu Amida Butsu, it contains all this meaning and more.
Namu Amida Butsu を言うことは、このすべての
意義が中に表しています。
Because the truth, the boundless truth of our lives cannot be captured in normal words.
私たちの人生の広い広い素晴らしい真実は普通の言葉に表せないんですね。
So we use the words Namo Amida Butsu, which we receive from the Buddha, to express our joy and gratitude for all the wonderful wisdom and compassion that's working in our lives.
その普通の言葉に素晴らしい知恵と慈悲の感謝がなかなか表せないので、仏様からいただいた Namo Amida Butsu という言葉をこっちから自然に出てきます。
In that spirit, I invite you to join me in Gassho, joining our hands in reverence and gratitude as we say the words of Namo Amida Butsu together.
そしてご一緒に合唱して念仏を申したいと思います。
Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo Amida Butsu.
Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.